Bay Oskaloosa coming to the line. Official's going to stroll over the scores table. Now, this is not the speediest officiating crew. I'll tell you what, they're going to get it done. They're going to be just fine. The foul is on Atchison's Ashlyn Hausch. Her first. It'll be the first second quarter foul. And Hallie Wright at the free throw line cannot get the front half to go in. One more shot coming up for Oskaloosa's junior, Hallie Wright. In fact, Oskaloosa has no seniors on the roster. But we have one. Excuse me, Lexi Bradshaw, the only senior. Second free throw is up and good, and we're tied at 11. 11-11. Half a minute into the second quarter. Now the upcourt pass stolen by Oskaloosa. They're going to say it was a jump ball. The pass up floor to Boldridge, and the Oskaloosa defender reached in, tied it up. Possession Bears, and here they come. Paris Marsh has it. That's a long cross-court pass, left elbow, long two. No. Offensive rebound at the baseline right. And again, they try to feed into the middle. On the floor a couple of times. It's going to be batted away. Trickles out of bounds. It'll come back again to Oskaloosa down at their offensive end. 7-10 to go in the opening half. 11-11. Winner of this one will meet Friday night. The winner of the second game. Here's a turnaround shot from the left side of the lane, and it's up and in. And Oskaloosa, with Harper Heston's 8th point of the game, goes in front at 13-11. Phoenix back down floor, and I've got to travel with a basketball. So it'll be Bears basketball from very deep in the backcourt. Is there a horn? Wait a minute. We're going to back up. Atchison is going to make a substitution, and rotating back into the game is going to be Stoves. Now, they've got everybody set. Oskaloosa with a basketball, and into the forecourt they will come. Over to the right side with it is going to be Lexi Bradshaw. Lexi will stop, slide a foot, travel with the ball, and Atchison will have it back in again, trailing by two. Hausch puts it in play. The kick back over to the right side. Herrera right on top. That's a really long three, and that is perfect. What a shot by Maje Stoves. It is 14-13. Atchison up a point. Down to 6.5 to go in the half. Feed to the baseline right. Stepping inside the arc. The long two from the right side is in. Paris Marsh is on the board. And it's 15-14, Oskaloosa. Teams may be heating up a little bit. Early scoring was not good. Here's a three on the other end. That one won't go down. And the Oskaloosa rebound is going to be wrenched away. And here comes the Bears offense. Hallie Wright jumps up left side to Lexi. Lexi back out on top to Hallie. The feed to the block. This is what they want to do. The turnaround shot. They'll say no foul. A nice clean deflection of the ball. And Atchison back up the court. You notice I mentioned Lexi because we've got the two Bradshaw sisters out here with Lexi and Olivia. So we'll go with first names for those two. And 5.5 to go in the half. Hausch, they'll run a little motion now. Swings around to the near side. Boldridge back out on top is going to be Stoves. To the right side, Clem. They're just working the outside, looking to open something up in the middle, which they do. Now they'll go into the lane. The ball's going to get dislodged. It's going to be outlet up the floor, on the court with it one time. It's in, it's up, it's good. Emma Vogel has 6. 17-14 Oskaloosa. For the second time in a ball game, it is their largest advantage. And now Atchison coming up the floor will travel with the ball. Turn it back over. We've got 5 minutes to play in the first half. Atchison has, I'm just looking to see their largest lead of the game was two. Atchison has been up by as many as 2. Oskaloosa has led by as many as 3, which is their current advantage right now. In the last 5 minutes of the opening half, Oskaloosa right side baseline. That's a rainbow for 3. It is up and short. And the rebound is going to be pulled down, but with a foot on the baseline. And Oskaloosa is going to give it back to the Phoenix. Atchison putting it in play. Now, Osceola is going to apply a little pressure on the upcourt. Atchison's had some difficulty with over and backs and travels, and they're going to get it across the timeline easily enough. Feet into the lane. The driving shot is going to be off the mark. Stokes coming down with a rebound. That's going to be knocked away and taken away by Oskaloosa. Coming down the court. Running up from behind. The ball's loose on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds and belong to Oskaloosa. I'm going to tell you what, Atchison's showing exceptional speed and able to get down the floor very, very quickly. Knock that ball away from behind and stop what was going to be a coast-to-coast running shot. 4.5 to go in the first half. Still a 17-14 Oskaloosa lead here in this girls' game. Quickly it's in. Quickly the three. Too strong. Rebound on the floor. Jump ball. Sure enough. This time it is possession Phoenix. Hallie Wright will come back in. And she'll rotate in and out with Lexi Bradshaw. 4.5 to go in the first half. And again, Oskaloosa applies pressure. Stoves will have it right side. Top side, Hausch. She'll put it on the floor a couple of times. Lob it into the forecourt. Gets it over there to Clem. Now here's a baseline shot. Nope. And a rebound. Oskaloosa. Excellent position by Maisie Peak. Maisie got herself in the ideal location to come up with that. And here comes Oskaloosa back on offense. Halfway through the second quarter. The feed into the lane, back and in, changing directions, off the glass and good. A couple of more points for Harper Henson, and she's in double figures with 10. Largest lead of the ball game now, and it belongs to Oskaloosa. 3:50 to go in the half. And now another Oski steal. The drive, the shot, the bucket by Maisie. Every starter for Oskaloosa has scored, and Coach Reband going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break in Nortonville at 3:44 to go in the opening half. It is Oskaloosa 21, Atchison 14.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Back with you here in the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament in the Nortonville facility. Games, of course, going on in the Winchester Gymnasium right now. They're going to have a couple of games down there as they march toward the championship of the tournament. We'll be back Friday night with round two games from the Winchester site. I can tell you the games are at 6 and 7:30, but no idea who we're going to be watching yet, but that will all unfold as the four games are played this evening. But right now, coming out of the timeout, the Phoenix will be putting the ball in play in the backcourt, and Oskaloosa is going to stay with that pressure. It has been good for them. The ball will come into Herrera. She'll launch it into the forecourt, down the left side. The running jump shot off the mark won't go. Rebound is going to be Stoves, and she'll lose it out of bounds. Back it comes to Oskaloosa. Now, Atchison is going to drop back and pick up their defense. Start at midcourt. So have their one at midcourt, and everybody else is going to be down inside the ring. Here's the feed over to the right side. The pass underneath, and the ball misses. Rebound on the floor, and we're going to get an Atchison foul. I suspect it is going to be on Kaya. I think she's probably the closest Phoenix player in the neighborhood, and I'm wrong. It is going to be on Alondra. So Herrera will have foul number two. Atchison will have its second. A second quarter foul on the inbound 15-foot jump shot. Rolls off, no good. Rebound out of bounds. And they're going to say it's going to be off Oskaloosa. Here's what Oskaloosa's done. Two things. They have increased the pressure, the pressing the ball all the way up the floor, forcing Atchison to deal with that pressure by either passing the ball or trying to dribble through the traffic. And then that is defensively. And then offensively, what they've decided to do is feed the five. I mean, they're taking that thing down, and it's predominantly off the right block, getting it into the hands of Harper Heston, and that's why she's got 10 already. Here comes Atchison. They break the pressure nicely with the upcourt pass and then handling the ball with that increased defensive intensity and defensive pressure. They're going to turn it over, palming the ball over, getting a hand beneath it. Back it comes to Oskaloosa. Up the floor with it, Lady Bears. On the left side is Lexi. Bradshaw feeds it down low. They'll try to go into the middle, and this time Atchison's right there to deflect it. Here comes Stokes. It is a one-on-two. She'll go in and up and doesn't get it. Rebound is batted around. Two players will go to the floor after it, and we're going to get a foul called on Oskaloosa. For the Bears, it'll be the foul on Hallie Wright. Her first, and team foul one of the second quarter by Oskaloosa. With 2 minutes and 47 to go in the opening half. Phoenix ball coming into their offensive baseline. Ashlyn Hausch will do the inbound. Looking it in. Still looking, needing to get it in. Skips it over to the right side. Gets it to Kaya. Kaya goes to the floor. Has the ball taken away. Here comes Oskaloosa. They're running it up the floor with numbers. Drive it down. Going in. Going up. Drawing a foul and coming to the line. Oskaloosa had numbers. They were 3-on-1 on the fast break up the court. The ball handler decided to take it all the way to the rim herself. And as the defender came over late to try to deflect that shot, she'll pick up a foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game by Stoves. Atchison, team foul 3. And at the free throw line, Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright. First one's perfect. Hallie is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight for Oskaloosa and head coach Tanya Kramer. It's now 22-14. And the second free throw kicks away, no good. 22-14, Oskaloosa by 8, with 2.5 to go in the half. Atchison, left side, Carly Clem, goes 3, hits 3! Carly Clem, her second 3-point shot of the game. And that'll get you back into the contest pretty quickly. 2:15 to go in the first half. Down 22-17 from the free throw line. The pass on top. Sidestepping the defender. Skips it to the block. The shot. No. Too strong. Rebound. Atchison. And we will have a foul in the traffic underneath. And it will be the second foul of the game by Paris Marsh. So Atchison's going to have it in play for the backcourt. And we've got 2 minutes left in the opening half. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. Macy Peake just stepped in front of it. Picked that thing off slick. And here comes Oskaloosa. Back on offense at a minute 45. Lots of time. They can be patient. Look for the shot they want. But instead, they'll rush a 3. Too strong. Rebounded underneath the rim, kicked back, the long 2, won't go, rebound is on the floor, and Atchison will clear it away. That's going to be Herrera. Outlets it up the floor, taking it down, and it's going to be Clem. She'll drive and shoot it, hit 2 more! Carly Clem having a big first half. She's got 8, and it's 22, is that right? With a minute 20 to go. I had 23, we're going to have to see about that number. Back over to the right side, Oskaloosa at the baseline, drive, shoots, doesn't get it, rebound, out of play, and I suspect an Atchison foul, and the reach for the basketball, this one might be on Carly. It'll be Clem's first foul tonight. And now I'm concerned with and maybe disputing that scoreboard. Nope, 22, that's right. I'm down. Here's a cross-court pass, and Atchison's coming up with a steal. And that's going to be stolen back by Oskaloosa. The drive, lots of contact, and there's the blocking foul. 1 minute exactly to play in the first half. Kaya Downing is going to be whistled for her third foul of the game. That team fouled 5. They should be shooting free throws here, guys. They're looking to put it in play. And the buzzer sounds. I think they're going to call them over to the scorer's table and let them know that is that not the 5th? And here we go. Now, I think they've got that all squared up, and we are coming to the free throw line. They got it. It's all about just getting it right. And they have done exactly that. So well done by the crew here tonight. At the free throw line for Oskaloosa is going to be Maddie Flowers. Free throw? No. One more shot coming up. So Maddie at the free throw line, a freshman. And perfect with the second. So Flowers will have a point. It is now, for sure, 23-19. As we're inside a minute to go in the first half. Phoenix nicely into the forecourt. Running shot right side. Off the rim and good. And I'm telling you what, old Carly Clem is having a game. 7 in the quarter, 10 for Carly. And it's 23-21. Hutchinson on a 5-0 run. The feed into the lane. The turnaround in traffic. And there's two more. So when Oskaloosa needs points, you go right back to that scorer who's Harper Heston tonight. The feed across to the baseline, and it's going to get away out of bounds through the hands of Aria Boldridge and back to Oskaloosa. 23 seconds to go in the opening half. Oskaloosa knows where the points are coming, at least here in the first half for them, and that is down to the baseline. Here's a three as I say that, and it's going to be too long. Rebound out of bounds, and Atchison basketball. So the Phoenix are going to have it in play with plenty of time to get up the court and get a good look with 12 seconds left, first half. Putting it in play in the backcourt is going to be Hausch. She'll get it into Herrera. Back to Hausch. Full court pressure. Atchison trying to fight their way up the floor. They'll lob it over to the left side. The pass is a little too high, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. There was just no chance for Zariah to get a handle on that thing, and it goes out of bounds. 3 seconds left in the half. And Oskaloosa is going to make a couple of adjustments to the lineup. They're going to have to go to the length of the court to get a shot away before intermission as they lead here by 4. And more substitutions. Yeah, okay. So Oskaloosa made 3 changes. The ball comes in, driving to the right. From just inside midcourt, the runner off the backboard. It does not go in. And we are at halftime. We'll return here to the gym to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It's Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 25, Atchison 21.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Back with you here in Nortonville, Kansas. The 2 teams for game 2 out of the court warming up. And as they do that, let me recap the opening half for you. Scoring, first of all, for Oskaloosa, leading the Lady Bears and leading all scorers so far tonight is Harper Heston with 12 first half points. Emma Vogel, half a dozen, and it goes to 2 apiece for Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh, and Maisie Peak. Maddie Flowers with 1. For Atchison, great opening half for Carly Clem, who has come off the bench to pace the Phoenix with 10. 5 apiece for both Alondra Herrera and Majay Stoves. 1 in the first half for Ashlyn Hausch. Fouls? 2 Oskaloosa players with a couple of fouls apiece, Paris Marsh and Emma Vogel. For Atchison, though, it's Kaya Downing in a little jeopardy. She has 3 first half fouls. Stick around. We'll be back bringing you the second half of this game here on Care Radio Live, and then It'll be game two of the JCN Midseason Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. But right now, with that halftime score in Nortonville, Oskaloosa 25, Atchison 21. We're kicking it back to our men, Brian and Brent, in the Care Sports Studios. Here comes some halftime.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msdnews.net. The St. Joseph, Missouri man accused of shooting at law enforcement during a near nine-hour standoff that began Friday evening has died. Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, Monday afternoon, confirmed the death of 36-year-old Bryson McCray, who died after being hospitalized in critical condition after being shot by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper, with the shooting bringing the standoff to an end. The standoff began around 5:45 Friday evening at 508 North 9th Street, with Atchison police called to that location following the report of a man armed with a gun breaking into an apartment at that location. Once inside, it's alleged McCray took a woman he knew hostage, firing multiple shots upon responding law enforcement throughout the incident. The standoff ended around 2:30 Saturday morning when McCray was shot and the woman rescued. Numerous agencies assisted at the scene, including the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and others. The KBI is continuing to investigate. There were no additional injuries. An early Saturday evening crash involving a car and a motorcycle sent one to the hospital. Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, in a release, says it happened around 5:15 in the 400 block of North 10th Street, while both vehicles were southbound on 10th Street. The operator of the motorcycle, Atchison resident Jody Erickson, was transported to Amberwell Atchison by Atchison County EMS for the examination of injuries. Erickson was later released. The driver of the car, Eric Hill of Nortonville, was not hurt. A 21-year-old Leavenworth man has been convicted of using a jail phone system to make more than 30 calls to a woman who was set to testify against him. According to a release from the Office of Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson, Christian Harris, last week in Leavenworth County District Court, entered a no-contest plea to a charge of attempted aggravated intimidation of a witness victim. The judge accepted the plea, resulting in a guilty verdict. A sentencing hearing for Harris is scheduled for the afternoon of February 7th in a Leavenworth County District Courtroom. According to the release from Thompson, Harris, on October 8th of last year, was served with a protection order while in jail, prohibiting him from contacting, stalking, harassing, threatening, abusing, or interfering with the protected party. According to court documents cited in the release, Harris violated the order 31 times by using the jail's phone system, HomeWave, through accounts belonging to other inmates. That included an account registered to Caden Bentley, who was convicted earlier this month for using Snapchat to post a threat targeting a Leavenworth school. Of the 31 calls Harris made, he successfully contacted the victim on 7 occasions. Harris, the release notes, has multiple Leavenworth County convictions, including felony criminal possession of a firearm and felony interference with law enforcement. Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msdnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight. Under clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows around 29. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit above average for Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now here in downtown Atchison. We're sitting at 41 degrees with clear conditions. It feels like 35 out there with the winds out of the southwest at 11 miles per hour. Relative humidity 63%. The dew point 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.91 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch's courtside in just a few minutes.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Join Union State Bank on Friday, January 31st, as they say congratulations to Diana Lanter at Union State Bank in Everest for her upcoming retirement. It's a time to celebrate all of her accomplishments, dedication, and hard work for more than 27 years. On Friday, January 31st, please come and go from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with a special recognition at 3:30 p.m. by Jeff Cottle, President, CEO. It's all at the Union State Bank Everest branch on Friday, January 31st, to celebrate the retirement of Diana Lanter at Union State Bank.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to Doranville, Kansas. And as we return, the timing couldn't be better. As the ball comes in play, it will belong to Oskaloosa, who goes into the second half leading Atchison at 25-21. Welcome back. We've got Joseph now. As the baton has been exchanged in the Care Radio engineering booth. Joseph, welcome. Here's a nice feed. Oh, a beautiful pass in the left-handed shot. Will not go in, and the ball rebounded down off the floor. Here comes Ashland. House into the forecourt. Atchison back on offense. Trinica by four. Just underway in the second half. Left side is going to be Aria Boldridge. She'll feed to the left block. Turning around in the lane. Hook shot good. Kaya Downing getting her first bucket of the ball game. It's 25-23. 7:14 to go. Third quarter. Atchison trailing by a pair. Now they picked up Atchison, has the defensive intensity a lot. They're chasing the ball, and they're coming out. It looks like, yeah, they're coming out in a little bit of a zone D. Here's a feed over to the right side, and the shot goes up. The whistle sounds, and a foul is going to be on Aria. Boldridge picking up her second foul of the ball game. It'll be the first third-quarter foul against either team. And checking up to the line for Oskaloosa is going to be Maisie Peak. Maisie got a couple of points in the opening half, has not had a free throw appearance yet this evening. First one hits the back of the rim and kicks away, and the freshman's going to have one more shot. It is a 25-23 Oskaloosa lead. Just a minute into the second half. Peak will look it over, gets it where she wants it, launches it up and in. Maisie's third point of the game. 26-23, Oskaloosa. Atchison into the forecourt, flying down the right side. Is going to be Kaya Downing. Out on top, here's a three. Herrera rims off, no. Rebounding it underneath Oskaloosa. Emma Vogel up with the basketball. She'll come all the way into the forecourt. Skip pass over to the right side of Maisie. People look into the middle. Instead, goes deep into the corner to Hallie Wright. Wright drives in, fades away, puts a shot up. It rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounding it down, Herrera. Here comes Atchison. Trinica by three. Ashlyn Hausch walks across at the logo and takes it into the forecourt. Ashlyn, only a sophomore in this team. And now we're going to get a foul off the basketball, and an illegal screen has been set. And a whistle is going to be on Araya. So Boldridge picking up her third foul of the game. It is Atchison's second third quarter foul. And Oskaloosa hanging on to that one possession lead, 26-23, back up court with it. The feed to the left block, the shot too strong, the rebound, Atchison. Boldridge coming out with a basketball, and now as a player stumbles to the floor, the official stops the game. Boldridge plays wearing spectacles, and she had lost them. I think they're okay, and I believe that she's okay, but they're going to get her off the floor and kind of make sure everything's fine. And Atchison will put the ball in play from the backcourt. Lob it across, and it's going to be stolen. Coming up with it is Emma. Vogel feeds right side, running shot. Good. Hallie Wright with four. 28-23. And we're at 5:40 left in the third quarter. Oh, a nice spin move into the forecourt by Clem. The drive across, and an Atchison travel. The ball of it's passed deep into the left corner, down to the baseline. And Stoves, she saw some daylight out there. Was starting to drive the baseline and didn't get that ball quite on the floor quickly enough. Turns it over with the travel. Here comes Oskaloosa. Lady Bears up 28-23. They have led by as many as eight. Here's a long two-pointer. Kicks out no good. Atchison boards it down. And Kaya with another rebound. Here comes Herrera. Alondra will dump it over to the right side. Out on top. Atchison works it over to Stoves. She thinks about the three, then doesn't. Brings it to Clem. Back out on top, Hausch. Atchison doing a nice job moving the ball, and Hausch will drive and score. Ashland's first field goal of the game. It's 28-25. We're inside 5 minutes of play in the third quarter. These two teams have just been nip and tuck. 15-foot turnaround shot too short, and it's going to go out of bounds, having been touched by Atchison. Apparently part of the reason it was short is it was slightly deflected coming off the shooter's hand. And it comes, the shot goes up, and we're going to get another Atchison foul, and it's going to be another whistle on that Downing, and she's in trouble. That will be her fourth foul now. Third Phoenix foul. Fourth foul on Kaya Downing. Oh, the score says three. Again, I had it at four, I thought. And coming to the free throw line for Oskaloosa is going to be Harper. Free throw good. 13 points down for Harper Heston. And she is only a freshman. This Lady Bears team, very young. Three juniors, two freshmen in the starting five. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Oskaloosa saves it. Now Atchison will knock it away. Oskaloosa saves it back. The shot, no. Rebound, Bears. Here's Oski. Skip pass comes off on top. Gets it over to Paris Marsh. Cross court, it's going to go into traveling violation against Oskaloosa. With 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter, Atchison putting the ball in play from the backcourt against some full court pressure, and they trail by four. 29-25. Stoves has it left side. Back off on top to Hausch. Into the forecourt, Herrera. Plays off the screen. A running jump shot. Too strong. Rebound. Oskaloosa. Here comes Paris. Or rather, Emma. Here comes Emma down with it. Vogel. Back over to the left side to Halley. And Wright's pass is stolen back. Herrera with another steal. Here comes Atchison. We're 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 29-25. Oskaloosa has also shifted to a zone defense. It is 3-2. Here's the ball stolen. The drive to the right. The push and the foul. Here was a deal. There was a decision to be made by Atchison. You either allow the uncontested layup or you get a little bump in there. Well, it went with a bump. Could be the second foul on Carly Clem and at the free throw line for Oskaloosa, Halley Wright. Halley's free throw. Perfect. That will be her fifth point of the game. She's 3 of 5 at a free throw line. And Atchison will rotate Stoves out of the game, and checking in for the first time this evening is going to be Zayana Seymour. Zayana and Atchison seniors. The second free throw is up and good for Halley. 31-25. And 3:45 to go. 31-25, Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa has 6 points in this quarter, and 4 of them at the free throw line. And now just driving the lane and putting an uncontested shot up and in is Alondra Herrera. 31-27. Oskaloosa looking into the teeth of that Atchison zone, and the ball stolen. Here they come. Phoenix, just right, shot up. No, a foul and 2 free throws coming up for Hausch. With 3 minutes and 11 to go in the third quarter, these two teams have both now shifted from what was originally in the ballgame, player D, now to zones, and both of them going to the 2-3 here. Maisie Peake, her first foul of the game. First second half foul by Oskaloosa. And free throw number 1 by Hausch is up and in. She's got 4 points in the game, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for Ashland. Couple 3 hard dribbles, eyes it up, sends this one in. She'll get them both. 31-29, Phoenix right back within a pair with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa, the long cross-court pass. Now they're bringing it off on top. Goes to the free throw line, back behind to Vogel. Nearly has it stolen. Kicks it over to Peake. Peake into the corner. The baseline turnaround shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, saved. Oskaloosa keeps it alive. Skip pass into the lane. That's what they wanted. And the kick back for the open jump shot that won't go. Offensive board, a follow shot, a foul, and free throws for Oskaloosa. It'll be Maddie Flowers coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Atchison's Zariah Burge. It is her first foul. The free throw, no. So Maddie is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Burge will rotate out of the game, and back in is going to come Boldridge. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw. Kicks off. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Atchison will sweep it away. Nearly traveling with the basketball, but able to lose the ball or get rid of the ball in time to get it to a teammate. And Phoenix comes into the forecourt. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. 31-29. Atchison trails by a pair. They work the outside. Swing it over to the left side to Clem. She'll work her way to the baseline. Lobs it back off on top. Ashland for 3. Doesn't get it. Rebounding it underneath is going to be Vogel. Here comes Oskaloosa. Emma brings it up the floor. Looking down the court in front of her. Feeds across underneath. The layup. Got it from the left side. The bucket is going to be up and good. Maddie Flowers. 33-29. 2 minutes to go in the third. What's happening is Atchison battles back and gets close. And then Oskaloosa pushes back to a little bit of a lead, forcing Atchison to battle back again. Here's a running Euro step. It's up and no good. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Flowers will bring it into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the right side. Halley has the ball stolen away. Herrera with the steal. Brings it down 1-on-2. Farts right, turns left, leans, turns, shoots, scores. Kabaka by Herrera, her ninth, and it's 33-31. 90 seconds to go in the third. But I tell you what, I think if you believe this game's not going to go down to the last shot, you're mistaken. Baseline jump shot, right side, no. Rebound, Oskaloosa, and a defensive foul on the board. Looking for the rebound, Maddie Flowers, a little out of position, will pick up her first foul. It'll be the second Oskaloosa foul of the third. And we're at 75 seconds left, third quarter. Maisie Peak back on the floor for Coach Kramer. Crusher in the backcourt. Atchison still back there, still back there. Goes the other side, still back there, and they're going to get a timeout. I was waiting for a 10-second call, but before that happens, Coach Rebat taking a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a timeout with a minute six to go in the third in Nortonville. It's Oskaloosa 33, Atchison 31.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Six to go in that third. Coming out of the timeout, Atchison will be inbounding now at midcourt, and Oskaloosa is just going to drop back into their defense. Phoenix right side. Here's Herrera backing in, turns and shoots. It's too strong. And a rebound cleared away by Oskaloosa. Maddie Flowers just took it away from a couple of defenders. The outlet all the way to the length of the court will take it down the right side. Back off on top, over to the edge, stepping up. The three-pointer short. Rebound underneath, falling away. The shot is no. Rebound, Atchison. Here come the Phoenix. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. It is still a two-point game. Atchison down a pair. Right side is Seymour. And a travel by Herrera. For this last offensive possession of the third quarter, Oskaloosa is going to bring Paris Marsh back in for Harper Heston. Not a lot of points in the third quarter for either of these teams, and for Oskaloosa, most of them have come at the free throw line, where they are 4 of 8 in the third quarter. So, we're down to 19, 18, 17 seconds left. The feed into the lane, backing away. The shot's too strong, and a rebound tipped around, and Atchison comes up with it. Driving down the court. First to the left, then to the right. Runner up, no block, a foul, and free throws coming up for the Phoenix. That was a superb job of A, coming up with a steal, B, driving it down the floor, and then C, making a good decision on the shot by Maje Stokes. She's coming to the line. Hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. Her first one here. Rolls around the rim and falls out. Won't go in. Stoves with 5 points. Looking for number six. Looking to get her team back to within one. Only 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Second free throw. No. Rebound Oskaloosa. They're going to have to hurry to get this one away. Into the forecourt at five. At the top of the key with four. The dish to the right side with two. Baseline jump shot at the buzzer. No good. It's the end of three. Three quarters in the book in Nortonville. It's going to be a great fourth. Stay with us. It is Oskaloosa 33, Atchison 31.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Just announced scores on Skaloosa 10-8 in the third quarter, making it a two-point game going to the fourth, 33-31. Joseph at a studio, producing and engineering and handling the stuff back there. Tom Counts with you courtside, and the scoring to this point of the game for Oskaloosa is Harper Heston, who continues to pace the way for the Bears with 13, 6 each for Hallie Wright and Emma Vogel. For Atchison, the leader, Carly Clem, coming off the bench, and she's got 10. Alondra Herrera right behind her with 9 for the Phoenix. All right. Waiting for these two teams to come off their respective sidelines. Oskaloosa, the home team here tonight in the JCN tournament. They are wearing their home whites with red and blue. Atchison, the visiting team, they are in red with gold and white. Oskaloosa coming into the game on a three-game winning streak. They're 6-4 coming in tonight. Atchison 2-6 out of the Meadowlark. And here we go. Phoenix basketball, we're back underway. Fourth quarter has begun. This one's going to come down to the wire. Ashton Hausch puts it up on top, and now the cross-court pass is batted free, stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. The feed right, the running shot, too strong. The offensive rebound, the follow-up, no. Rebound Atchison. Atchison did a good job after the turnover of getting down the floor very quickly, setting up defensively and preventing an easy bucket by Oskaloosa. So by stifling that offense, they continue to possess the basketball and trail only by two. 7:20 to go in the game. Again, Ashton Hausch with it, top side, swings it over to the left to Boldridge. In the lane, four defenders get in the middle and surround Kaya Downing, who finds herself tied up and then stumbles a little bit. Will turn the ball over with a travel. 7:11 to go in the ball game. 33-31 Oskaloosa. Atchison will pick up defensively right at midcourt. The ball across the timeline, a little outlet pass to the right side, right in front of the Oski bench. The feet into the middle, batted free and stolen. Here comes the Phoenix. They'll drive down, coast-to-coast running shot. No, rebound, tipped around, saved by Atchison. They'll kick it to the baseline left. Stokes backs away, goes three for the lead, and hits it. Three-point shot by Majay Stokes. She's got 8. And it's 34-33. Atchison up 1 with 6:40 to go. And now the pass cross-court to the baseline, slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Herrera. Oskaloosa will have it in play at their offensive end. Inbounding it is going to be Marsh. Parrish will bring it to the free throw line. Comes back to Parrish. Now left wing to Maze. Peek. Feeds underneath. Through three defenders. The shot goes up. Deflected. Yes. It will belong to Oskaloosa. 6:20 to go in the game. Parrish Marsh will inbound it at the baseline to the right of the lane. Kicks it out to the free throw line. Back off on top. Rotate right. Long two. Knocks it down. Parrish Marsh, her fourth point of the game. And Oskaloosa goes right back up by one at 35-34 as Eastern teams now exchange the lead with the last couple of possessions. Driving to the other end. Herrera shot. No. Rebound tipped out on the floor. Atchison. Left side running one-handed shot. Rattles home. Majay Stokes with 10. Five of them already in the fourth quarter. And it's 36-35. Again, Atchison goes up 1. And Oskaloosa will turn it over at their baseline. We're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout? Yes. So Coach Kramer taking a timeout. We will enjoy one as well. It occurs here at 5:51 to play. We're in the fourth quarter of Game 1, where it's Atchison 36, Oskaloosa 35.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
All right, here we go. 5:50 to go in the game. Atchison with a one-point lead. Coming up the floor, nice move to the ball. 8-foot jump shot up the window, no. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Oskaloosa. Harper Henson with the board. Back up the floor, Maisie's Peak. Coming out of the timeout, let's see what Oskaloosa, what changes they've elected to make here. Hook pass comes out on top to the wing. Now into the lane, back and in, changing directions. Kissing it off the window, good. Heston with 15. Back in front goes Oskaloosa, 37-36. 5:15 to go. And now the inbound is stolen. Oski with the runner. No. Rebound on the floor. And Herrera, I think, touched it last. No. It was knocked out of Herrera's hand by Paris March. It is Atchison basketball. What a great fourth quarter. 5 minutes to play. 37-36. Bears with the lead. Oskaloosa, Atchison still to the backcourt. Now the pass stolen. Here come the Bears on the floor once, up and good. The steal and the transition to the bucket by Hallie Wright. She's got 8. 39-36. 4:44 to go. AHS, top side to Herrera. Alondra will swing it over to the left side. Here's a lob in the middle, batted again, and Oskaloosa coming up with a steal as Atchison tries to get it inside to Kaya Downing. The defense got in front of her, was able to tip, deflect that pass, and here come the Bears with 4:20 to go. Kick pass over to the right side, it's going to be Hallie Wright. Drives in and gets pushed. 4:20 left in the game. The foul is on Atchison's Aria Boldridge. It is her fourth. And for Atchison, a couple of substitutions. Stokes goes out and Boldridge goes out. Clem returns and trying to see who else we got out there. It's going to be Soraya Burge. And now coming back in for Oskaloosa is going to be Emma Vogel. So these two coaches doing a nice job of rotating players, getting who they want in the circumstance. Here's a shot in the middle. Spinning shot at the baseline. Harper Heston with now 17 points. 41-36. And now another Oskaloosa steal. Lots of contact in the backcourt. Bears are able to bring it up. The drive will come to the right side. The feed into the lane. Two more underneath for Harper Heston. Atchison has no answer right now for Harper, but we're going to get a timeout by Coach Reben as he tries to come up with a solution. A break at 3:55 left in the game. Atchison trails Oskaloosa 43-36.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Okay, we're coming out of the timeout. Let's see who we're going to have out on the floor for Oskaloosa. Harper Heston, you knew she's going to be out there. We've got Maisie Peak coming in the game, Emma Vogel. Let's see who else I'm spotting out there. We've got Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh. So Coach Tanya Kramer with her starting five for the Bears. For Atchison, Ashlyn Howshin, Carly Klim with Alondra Herrera bringing the ball up the floor. Now as it gets into the forecourt, the ball gets trapped against midcourt. It's going to be knocked out of bounds and come back into Atchison. The other two players out there for AHS will be Soraya Burge and Kaya Downing. Here comes Atchison with 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and it's 43-36. Way up top side, the lob to the free throw line. The three-point rainbow, good from the left side. The bucket from way out there by Clem. She's at 13. 43-39. Back and in. Skip pass right, jump shot, boom. Knocking down two more. Emma Vogel with eight. 45-39. 3 minutes left. Atchison will feed, Downing will shoot, and she'll score! Kaya Downing's fourth point. 45-41. 2:50 to go. These teams have found the range here in the fourth quarter. The feed will go underneath, and a pass is a little too high and a little too long and out of the reach of Harper. Oskaloosa will turn it over with 2:47 to go. Wait a minute. They're waiting for us getting a substitution in. Here's the deal with Harper. She's winded. She needs a minute. And toward that end, Coach Kramer is going to go to the bench and bring Jenna Southery into the game. And as Atchison comes up court, we have a defensive play and a foul. Oskaloosa's Maisie Peak collects her second. Fouls are not a real problem here in the fourth quarter. With 2 minutes and 40 to go, each team has committed only one. House will bring it in and take it back and run the ball club from the point. Gets it over to Herrera. She'll drive to the right side. 2.5 minutes to go. Plenty of time with only a two-possession game, 45-41. Atchison goes down the right side of the lane, dribbles it back off on top. Again, it's going to be House, and she gets bumped and fouled, and Oskaloosa will pick up its second team foul of the fourth quarter. It is going to be the second foul of the ball game by Hallie Wright. Again, the Phoenix coming in at their offensive baseline to the right of the lane. Inbound. It's going to be stolen away out of the sky by Emma Vogel. Vogel just leaped up, pulled it down, drives right, coast to coast, puts it up, puts it in, draws a foul, and come to the line for a three. How about that play by Emma Vogel? The bucket puts her in double-figure scoring now with 10. And she's got a chance to make it a conventional three-point play. And we're down to 2 minutes and 15 to go. It is only the second foul of the game by Burge. And after getting a little breather, Harper Heston right back in there for Oskaloosa. Emma Vogel has not had a free throw today. This one, perfect. Giving her 11 points and making it a 48-41 game. 7-point game at 2:11 to go. Atchison is going to have to be speedy, but not hurry. Now they'll throw it away on the inbound, and the layup is missed. Atchison will rebound it down. Here comes House. She'll race to the other end of the court. Skip past left side. Running shot good. That was a beautiful bit of ball handling by Ashlyn House, and the finish by Kaya Downing. 48-43. We're at 1:50 to go. So for Atchison, every possession, every bounce is going to be crucial as time is of the essence. And Oskaloosa knows that. They're going to take a timeout and talk about how they can use up as much time as they can. We'll be back for the last 1:42 of the first game of the night. The score in Nortonville. It's Oskaloosa 48, Atchison 43.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Would have been 1:42 to go in the ball game. It's 48-43. Coming out of the timeout, Oskaloosa with that 5-point lead. And I'll tell you what, first quarter, Oskaloosa scores 10, 15 in the second, 8 in the third. They've got 15 already in the fourth quarter. Atchison already with fourth quarter, 12 fourth quarter points. So these two teams are really stepping it up here in the late going of the ball game. Here we go. It will be Husky basketball coming out of the timeout, and the inbound pass is Doc Freeze on the floor, and the Phoenix come up with a steal. Here comes Oskaloosa, and a double dribble in the backcourt, or Atchison, a double dribble in the backcourt. Wow. Tough break for the Phoenix, as they had done a marvelous job of stealing the inbound and really pressuring Paris Marsh, who's trying to get it in play. Paris looks it in on top to Vogel. Skips it over to the right side to Wright. Hallie works to the baseline, pulls up her dribble. Now she's a little trouble. Kicks it back out to Emma. Atchison, they're going to have to make something happen. They can't just sit back with a minute 20 to go in the ballgame, trailing it by five. Oskaloosa would be just fine with taking no shots. Here's a feed left side. The shot does go up, misses, and Atchison rebounds it down. Herrera races into the forecourt, cuts to the right, dumps it over to the edge to Stoves. 1 minute to go in the game. Stoves, baseline runner, no. Rebound, Emma Vogel. Now it's going to be stolen back by Stoves. She loses it, dives on it, and Atchison taking a break. This finish has been everything we anticipated it would be. Taking another timeout. 53 seconds left. It is Oskaloosa 48, Atchison 43.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, Atchison fans have turned out a great number this evening. Come and watch the Phoenix on the road here tonight in the first round of the Jefferson County North midseason girls invitational basketball tournament. And they have been treated to a great game. It's coming right down to the very end. 53 seconds left. It is 48-43. And as I tell you that, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that game two of the night is going to be coming up before long. We thought it would be starting about now, but this game is stretching out, but it'll be here before long, as it'll be Valley Falls and Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. So don't go away. Or Hoops coming up after this one. But right now, Atchison will bring it in. Passing up the three, going to the left side. This three, airborne short. Rebound, Oskaloosa. And I'm surprised to see Atchison drop back to midcourt to pick up defensively. The ball across the timeline. Hallie Wright will take it over in front of the Oskaloosa bench, where then a foul is going to be committed. I expected Atchison maybe to pursue that ball a little bit and press it up the floor, but they did not. Foul is going to be on Stoves. It is only her second. And Oskaloosa with the basketball, 34-33. Time running out. And now the ball passed to the baseline, and it just gets away from Harper Heston. Here come the Phoenix, but wait a minute. Again, the horn sounds really late. They have the ball in play when that horn goes off, but the officials have stopped each time and allowed the substitutions to come in. 29 seconds, 28. Into the forecourt, Phoenix. Out on top. Here's your three. Doesn't go in. Off the rim. Rebound, Oskaloosa. They've got it in the backcourt. Trying to keep away. 13 seconds left. Holding it up in the backcourt. We'll lob it across the timeline, and we're going to get another Oskaloosa timeout. It'll be the final one of the ball game. Joseph with 10 seconds left in the game. It remains Lady Bears 48, Phoenix 43.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Did your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
With only 10 seconds remaining in the ball game and a 48-43 lead for Oskaloosa, the Bears take a timeout, and each team has a timeout remaining. Atchison coming off the bench first, and it's going to be, who they got out there? We got Kaya Downing and Jariah Burge out there, Marge Stoves. Who else I'm looking at here? It's Alondra Herrera, and rounding it out, Ashlyn House. Now, here into the forecourt quickly. Oskaloosa, little incidental contact. We'll get a foul with 5 seconds left. And as they're still well under the one-and-one number, or the foul shot now, no more one-and-one, as the bonus fouls number, the ball is going to be put in play between the scorer's table and the Oskaloosa bench. It's going to be the third foul if you keep a track for Ashlyn Hausch. The ball comes in right side, and see, this is smart, and I don't know why more teams don't do this. The foul committed before the ball comes in play. That prohibits any time from elapsing, and there is going to be your team foul five, and it's going to be Oskaloosa at the free throw line. Coming up there, it's going to be Paris Marsh. Now, for Atchison, Paris is a bit of an unknown. She has not had a free throw shot tonight. She has 4 points, 2-point bucket in the second and fourth quarters. Her first free throw of the game is going to be off the mark. Now, Atchison is going to run Carly Klamath back in. She's been the hot hand. She's got 3 threes and 13 points tonight. Second free throw is up. It is also not going to fall. And the rebound taken away by Stokes. Here she comes up the floor. 1 second shot at the buzzer. It's going to be off the mark, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Game one in the JCN Girls Tournament. It is Oskaloosa 48, Atchison 43. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Well, teams are out of the court warming up for game two coming here tonight. It'll be here on CARE Radio in about 19 minutes. But first of all, let's recap game number one. Looking at the scoring tonight, first of all, for the Atchison Phoenix, head coach Rebant's team was paced by Carly Klim coming off the bench with 13 points and Majay Stones with 10. Alondra Herrera, 9 tonight. Half a dozen for Kaya Downing, and Ashlyn Hausch had 5. for Oskaloosa. Tell you what, there can be, I think, no question that your backup action, the player of the game tonight, Harper Heston, she was fantastic, scoring in every quarter of the game, leading her team, leading all scorers, 19 points tonight for Harper Heston. She was very, very good. Emma Vogel, also in double figures, had 11. It was an 8-point game for Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh, 4 and 3 each for Maisie Peak and Maddie Flowers. With that win, Oskaloosa collects its 7th W of the season, going to 7-4. Atchison is now 2-7. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Get ready for game 2. It will not be far away again, as the Valley Falls Lady Dragons are going to be pitted against the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. Final score in the opener, it was Oskaloosa 48, Atchison 43. We'll return to Nortonville shortly, but right now, we're kicking it back to the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph's got you in good hands.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 50. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, lows around 29, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
The music, the prizes, the personalities.
The perfect trifecta.
This station is the best.
Today's Hit Country from Hot Country 93.7.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke.